Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Now, if you're listening live, hold on to your horses. Today is December 1st, 2016. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 439. And I'm all alone here, but here for you anyway, when you call 888-RADIO-30, that's 888-RADIO-30, that's 888-723-4630. And it's at this point, we usually hear the dulcet tones of Lee. Well, today you've just got the Griff. Lee is away visiting her family in Florida. Finally gotten to meet and cuddle with her two gorgeous grandsons, Carter and Connor, who will turn 2 years old on December 12th. And it's the first time ever that Lee has not been a part of an eBay Radio broadcast. Well, that's not entirely true, though. Because if I remember the first year of eBay Radio in 2003, there were a few shows in the beginning I don't think that Lee was actually a part of. I think she was off on the sidelines then. Oh, well, I know I'll miss her today, as I'm sure you will, too. I've often said I don't like doing the show alone because it's nice to have somebody to bounce off things. But you can keep me company by calling 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. You can ask an eBay question. I'll dish your listing. You can tell me about your Thanksgiving weekend and your Cyber Monday sales, or you can just share some eBay advice. Again, that phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Well, this could be, for most of us, the busiest time of the year. And if you're a seller on eBay, this is the prime retail season. I hope your sales are doing well. It's not too late to make some tweaks if you need to, if that's something that you think is something that's going to be important. This, again, very important time of the year, so you want to be prepared for it. This year's 7th Annual Small Business Saturday took place last Saturday, November 26th, and it was estimated that 112 million people nationwide showed their support for Main Street USA by patronizing their local small businesses. American Express launched the Small Business Saturday campaign in 2010 to rally support and dollars for small business owners during the holiday shopping rush. This year, eBay helped sponsor the cause, encouraging buyers to shop small businesses on eBay as well as offline. And according to the Post Small Business Saturday Consumer Insights Survey, whew, what a mouthful, by the National Federation of Independent Business and American Express, the shoppers and diners who reported spending money on Main Street last Saturday represented a 13% increase over the previous year. Also adding to the momentum of the day, an impressive 72% of U.S. consumers now know about Small Business Saturday. That's really critical, by the way. That's a huge awareness, 72%. So hopefully you had a good Saturday and a Friday. It's just cyber everything right now. It used to be there was just Black Friday, and then there was Cyber Monday. And now every day, up until the week before the holidays, they're big shopping days, so I hope you're prepared for them. Adobe Digital Insights gathered data from 22.6 billion visits to retail websites over the Thanksgiving holiday. Records were broken, making e-commerce history. Now listen to this. On Black Friday, buyers spent $3.34 billion online. That's setting a new record, surpassing the $3 billion mark for the first time and marking a 21.6% increase year over year. And if you include the shopping done on Thanksgiving Day, the grand total becomes, I hope you're sitting down, $5.27 billion. But Black Friday's 2016 reign as the biggest U.S. online sales day ever didn't last long. 3 days later, according to Adobe, Cyber Monday hit $3.45 billion in online sales. That's up 12% from 2015 and topping Black Friday's record by roughly $110 million. So over the years, we've seen the percentage increase in market share for the holiday, prime holiday shopping sales days move from the traditional offline retail world more and more online. It is now just a fact of life that the majority of consumers in America buy online, even during the holidays. So we hope you're ready for that. Our number here is 888-723-4630. Love to talk to you. I don't have access to eBay's the ask a question mailbox from where I'm sitting. So if you have a question that you want to ask and you don't want to call in, you can send it directly to me today at griff@ebay.com, and happy to answer email questions as well. I had a very interesting week. I was on the road. I went away for 4 days with Howie to Palm Springs, beautiful Palm Springs, where it was raining and cold. I loved it because it was raining and cold. But made some sales while I was gone, got them in the mail. But I have some issues right now. I made a mistake with a listing. I listed from a template for shirts, and I forgot there was a word in the title. It was a Gap shirt template, and it was a Gap shirt I was selling. And the word flannel was in the title and in the description, and I failed to edit it out. And the shirt I was listing was not flannel. So the poor buyer, unbeknownst to them, expected a flannel shirt and got a heavy woven cotton shirt. Nice shirt, but it wasn't flannel. It isn't. And I felt foolish. But it was interesting because their initial reaction, I have it set up. All of my listings are set up with approved returns, automatically approved. Which means if somebody says, I want to return this item, they don't have to wait for my response. It's automatically approved, and they can print the label out. But I suspect this buyer may have had some less than satisfactory experiences in the past with eBay sellers, because she was really on the defensive, and I had to do my best to get her off the defensive and reassure her that, oh, no, it doesn't. This one is my fault. But it wouldn't matter, whatever the reason, my fault or anything else. You're always welcome to return an item, and I always pay for return shipping, because she said, you have to pay for return shipping because it was misrepresented. And I said, well, yes, of course, I always pay for return shipping. But I ended up having to send her some steps to show her where to start the process, and then she was able to do it. And, of course, I love that buyers in the process can print out a return label, but I would really love, and hopefully it will be coming soon to eBay someday, our eBay sellers, is to just be able to stick in every envelope a return label, adhesive return label ready to peel off and slap on the bag if they want to return it. Returns are a hassle for buyers. Yeah, they're a hassle for sellers. Hey, you're in business. That's what happens. And you want to reduce them, make reduce the incident of returns to the lowest you can, of course, makes sense. One of the ways to do that is to avoid making mistakes, like misdescribing the item. But in this case, I would love for a buyer not to have the least amount of hassle. They just, oh, I'm not happy with the item, or, oh, that stupid Griff, he misrepresented it again. What an idiot. Is to be able to slap the return label on the same bag, put the item in, and drop it off in the mail. So there's the least amount of hassle. I mean, ideally, be great if we could send someone to pick it up, too, so that they don't have to do any work at all. Buyers shouldn't have to do any work, in my view. They're spending their money. They should be able to get their item. What do you think? Let me know. 888-723-4630. Everyone knows my return terms are super generous. Maybe yours aren't. Maybe you have a good reason. Call us and tell us about how you handle returns. 888-723-4630. And this time of year, you're bound to get returns because it's that type of holidays shopping season. So I try to reduce the incidents as much as I can. But, hey, until we can have a technology advance that lets us sort of send the item for sampling to the buyer and say, here it is through the teleporter. The object teleporter, where they can then view it and say, oh, yeah, I like this. Or, no, not quite for me, but thank you anyway. We're going to have to take returns. That's just the way it is. Let me know if you take returns. 888-723-4630. Or you can email me if you like at griff@ebay.com. Happy to answer email. So, this is odd for me. I don't have anyone to like bounce stuff off. Call up and you can co-host the show with me for a little bit. So let's have some co-host audition for Lee's job while she's away. 888-723-4630. Oh, she's going to love this. I wonder if she's listening right now. I bet she is. So have you bought your ugly Christmas sweater for this year yet? You can find the best selection of ugly Christmas sweaters on eBay with more than 140,000 listings with the words ugly Christmas sweater. However, it's not enough to wear just an ugly Christmas sweater anymore. You need a pair of ugly Christmas sneakers to go with it. Oh, please. Ugly Christmas sneakers? Hey, take a look at this item. 1619-1798-6309. And I'm going to put that into my thing here. And then see what it is. But apparently these are a pair of sneakers. Let me see what they look like. So the number again is 1619-1798-6309. And we're, oh, yeah, those are pretty ugly Christmas sneakers. Well, they're kind of cute, really. They're Nike with the Nike leather swoosh, and then the canvas or the material has all these little Christmas things on them. That looks like, that snowman looks an awful lot like a white Mr. Hankey to me. Yeah, pretty cool. Anyway, well, there it is. First segment, All Alone with Griff, is done. We'll be back for seven more of these. This segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, family-owned business, providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. 888-723-4630. It's the Ask Griffin Lee Show.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a made-in-China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile. And you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there is a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Douba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Douba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products, and they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Douba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Douba.com. That's D-O-B-A. Douba.com. D-O-B-A. Douba.com.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
Managing your online business can be complicated, but shipping doesn't have to be. Stamps.com makes shipping super simple. Whether you ship one item a week or lots of packages every day, Stamps.com's simple interface lets you print multiple shipping labels in seconds, so you can spend less time shipping and more time selling. And if you have multiple eBay accounts, you can import orders from each store into one interface. It makes shipping your orders from all stores really easy. Stamps.com gives you access to all USPS mail classes, along with the lowest available USPS rates. So for shipping, the choice is simple. Stamps.com. And here's a little bonus. Sign up and get a free 5-pound shipping scale. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. for the cost of postage and handling at stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. The word Christmas is Old English, a contraction of Christ's Mass. The first president to decorate the White House with a Christmas tree in the U.S. was Franklin Pierce. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
Well, just Griff today, but Lee is here in spirit. This segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. Our hotline is open just for your calls, as it is every Thursday, at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630. And let's talk to Debbie from Vacaville, California. The book kiosk, know Debbie well. Thanks, Debbie, for calling. What's your question?
Hi. I can't sing, but I thought I might audition to be one of your co-hosts. But I do take returns. I do take returns, but I'm happy to say since 2002, I've only had two of them.
What?
So I do have my returns. Yeah, I've only had two returns since 2002.
Well, that's amazing.
You know, I better knock on wood because I told my husband this morning, we're selling. He's helping me list on eBay, and we're up to 310 listings. Yay.
That's fantastic.
And every day we're selling. Yeah, we're selling. And a few years ago, I bought a box of Nintendo, I don't know what kind, video games at an estate sale, and then I lost it in the garage. For all these years, we finally found it, and so far, I think we're at $600 that we have sold out of that box that I paid $25 for.
Well, now that's called a great return.
I know, and I told him this morning on our walk, I said, you know, we have to keep that money in PayPal because people are buying for Christmas, and if they buy a gift and the person doesn't like it, they want to return it. So this time of year, we have to keep a nice padding in our PayPal account because we can't blame people. I return stuff all the time. In fact,
yeah.
I have some stuff to return today to a store. So, you know, and I wanted to say something I'm very proud of. A gal called me a couple of years ago, an education specialist. You know, she called my name, and I found out she's local. And we started talking, and I said, I'm going to help you. I'm not going to charge you. She's, you know, a young mom, and so we became very good friends. And she wasn't accepting returns. And I said, well, you can't become top-rated seller. I said, people don't want to buy from you. She fought me. And I am proud to say she now has 30-day returns. She's a top-rated seller, and she's doing very, very well.
Debbie, you're such a great recruiter. Thank you so much. It is, I think for a lot of folks, don't you think for a lot of people who don't have a business background that they're kind of afraid of the idea of returns and they think this will put me out of business. So they don't want to go through the hassle.
Yeah,
they say no returns, but.
And they're so afraid people's going to scam them. And I kind of think, I mean, my very first return, it was a $140 textbook. It was a teacher's manual for the state of California. A buyer in Texas bought it, and I thought, whoa, why would somebody in Texas want a California state teacher's book? I sold it to them. Of course, they returned it. It had some damage, and I never recouped my money. But I was like, oh, well, stuff happens. And
yeah.
I think I may have resold it for like $20 or something. But it's going to happen. But, you know, you have to get over that fear because fear keeps us back. And I'm really bad about this. Fear keeps us back from things.
Mm-hmm.
And go out and do it, and so you lose some money. But look at all the other money that you can be making because you do accept returns. You know, especially in clothing. I've backed out of clothing, especially women, because women, they think they're smaller than they really are. And they return a lot, but there's a lot of money in clothes. There's a lot of money in, I'm staying with men's clothing. I do have some women, but I told my husband the other day, we've got to get our clothing listed because people like to buy clothing on eBay.
Yeah.
As you well know.
I do.
I wanted to share something else exciting that we did the other day. A lady bought a cookbook from me, and she lives in Germany.
Yeah.
And she was very excited to get this cookbook. And I don't really want to go into the personal stories on air, but it was very touching to me why she wanted this cookbook. And then as soon as she bought it, she said, please ship it right away. I said, I will ship it tomorrow. Sunday, our post office is closed. Because she paid for international priority shipping, with our awesome eBay discount for top-rated seller, we were able to priority express express it to her for the same amount of money.
Whoa.
I know. My husband, we went over to that. We spent a couple hours looking and looking on Sunday. I said, something's not right. But it was. I took it in, and it worked. And usually what I do is, if people, especially international, if sometimes I save 10, 15 bucks, I refund it back to them. I tell them, hey, with my great eBay discount. But this time, instead of refunding her, I upgraded it. So she was going to get that book in like 5 days because it's a Christmas present, and she wanted to make sure. So that was very, very exciting for us.
Yeah, that's a great story. You do have to research those shipping options sometimes, because those things will pop up depending on the weight and the type and the price, where you can, for the same money or maybe just a few dollars extra, really delight your buyer, as you discovered, and express ship them the items so they get it right away.
Yeah, especially this time of year, because, you know, I do a lot of books. Media mail is ground.
Well, you are the book kiosk.
Yeah, from the West, but I don't just sell books. So I'm, you know, I love to sell anything because I get bored real easily. So I'm on the West Coast, East Coast, through the snow and ice, you know, and this time of year with packages, so crazy. I do everything I can to either fit it in a flat rate, you know, bump up. So, you know, sellers need to think about that. You know, is it a couple bucks more? Can I stuff that in a flat rate padded envelope? They're
sure.
Like, I think they're $560. So I'm constantly, I tell my husband, it's like a puzzle. How can we, you know, which box can save us money, can get it to our buyer any faster? I'll spend sometimes an hour trying to shove a set of books into the large flat rate game board size box.
Uh-huh.
Because you can get a lot more in that long skinny box than you can a square. But then there's always two books left over that couldn't fit. So then I still have to go media mail. But I
sure.
fight hard to get my stuff to my buyers as fast as I can. And I don't mind losing a couple bucks.
And people should know about that, because it's not a commonly used box. But if you go onto the USPS website, there is a special flat rate box that they started creating a couple years back, which, as Debbie points out, it's the size that a game board box would fit in easily, but it's not just for game boards. Anything you can fit up in that box, up to 70 pounds. And for combining shippings of some sorts of items, as Debbie has said, it can be a real a cost saver, both for the buyer and the seller. And, of course, Priority gets there faster in most cases.
Absolutely. And you're not paying for the box. I buy my boxes from a company in Southern California because they're 200-pound crush.
Oh.
They're very sturdy, better boxes.
Yeah.
And still, even with the shipping and everything, I still come out about a dollar a box, which to a lot of people, they think that's a lot of money. But I like my boxes to be strong, sturdy, clean, and nice. So with UPS, Priority, I don't have to pay for them, although they're not as thick as mine. The funny thing is about those game board boxes is I cannot fit a game board in one. They're not wide enough.
Yeah, some game boards are a little bigger than the box. That's true.
Yes.
Well, Debbie, I think your audition went very well.
Thank you.
So we'll put you on the list.
Okay,
Lee's going to hate this.
Next Tuesday night we have our meetup in San Jose, right?
Yes, it's going to be a big holiday celebration. In case you're wondering what Debbie's talking about, there, she's a part of the local meetup group here in the Bay Area called the Bay Area eBay Sellers Meetup Group. And they meet on the eBay campus now in our new Main Street building. And our December 6th Tuesday event will be a kind of a holiday event, when there'll be a representative from the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program to collect new in-package toys suitable for a small child. If you're in the Bay Area and you want to have some great nosh, meet with the most wonderful sellers you've ever met, and some eBay employees. There'll be quite an employee presence. Go on to the meetup group page for eBay's Bay Area meetup group and register to attend. Debbie, thank you so much for your call. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Yes, I'll be there.
We have another caller here from, I believe we're going to Santa Monica, to Edie. I'm sorry. Edie, welcome to the show.
Hi. Listen, I have a couple questions for you. You were talking about returns.
Sure.
And this week I sold two pair of pants on the same day.
Yeah.
One was a Levi's and one was a pair of tuxedo pants. And I shipped them to the wrong seller.
Oh.
So now I know one person was local, so they already got it.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about getting the right pants to them as fast as possible. Is it okay for me to, like, send them a new envelope with the proper address label and ask them to put it in the mail for the correct person?
Well,
or have to have them ship it back to me?
No, not necessarily. Sometimes you'll find that buyers are happy to oblige. I would definitely I'm assuming you have contacted both buyers and let them know of the shipping error. But the first thing I would do in order to maybe gain their agreement to participate is to reassure them that this was an error on your part and you're terribly sorry and you want to make sure everyone gets what they ordered. And I would speak with both buyers and say, hey, if I ship you an envelope with the correct label on it, will you send this on to the right buyer and they're going to send on yours? And I would also remind them, if anything goes wrong, I will either give you a refund or a replacement. I have only your interest in heart. If you could, but if you would assist, it would be a lot easier. If they say no, they're not interested in doing that, just say, well, that's okay. Then, return the item that you received and I will issue a refund. And the same thing for the others, and then say, now I have these items back. If you want them, I'll ship them to the right people. But I would leave it up to the buyers. So I would offer them, I would, A, reassure them that you're going to make sure everything works out well for them, and then, B, ask them if they would mind shipping to the other person if you send them the label and the envelope. And if they're agreeable to that, then it should work out. If one of them is not agreeable to that, then have that person send the item back to you and you will get the item to them. I find when you make it buyer focused that they're more than willing to work with you. Stay on the line. I'll come right back to you. This segment was brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing. 888-723-4630. We'll be back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
As a busy online seller, you need to get ship done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Electric lights for Christmas trees were first used in 1895 when President Grover Cleveland set up a lighted Christmas tree in the White House. The general public began to notice, and it stuck. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network. Listen while you list.